I'm thrilled to announce the intensive Gut Health Reboot program. During this immersive 2-hour VIP coaching session with a 30-minute follow-up, you will have the opportunity to uncover specific deficiencies and imbalances that are preventing you from finding lasting relief, create a customized gut healing protocol tailored to your unique needs, discover targeted dietary and lifestyle strategies to optimize your digestive health. Spots are limited, and the first 10 women to sign up get a bonus.
Welcome to Embrace Your Healing Journey, a podcast for women with autoimmune and other chronic conditions to help them navigate their illness without fear of isolation and uncertainty and find relief from their symptoms. Your body is your guide and ally in healing. If you're ready to embrace this journey with compassion and awareness, then this show is for you. Tune in weekly as I, a functional medicine certified health coach, deliver tips and insights that demystify the healing process, guiding you towards the relief you deserve so that you can feel healthy and happy once more. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you 5 natural and proven strategies to find lasting relief from your symptoms. That's all coming up next, right here on Embrace Your Healing Journey podcast. In each episode, I share inspiring poems, excerpts from stories and quotes that have helped me to be inspired, to stay motivated and to draw strength from. And I share them at the beginning of each episode. So I hope that they help you in the same way. For today's episode, this is an excerpt from the amazing book Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom by Dr. Christian Northrup. She says, each of us must develop ways to tune into our body's needs. We can start with simple things. When you are tired, rest. When you have to go to the bathroom, go. If you feel like crying when you read a certain passage in this book, let yourself cry. I often ask women to pay attention to what their bodies feel like in the moment. In order to heal our bodies, we have to re-enter them and experience them. We have to give our bodies credit for their innate wisdom. We also don't need to know exactly why something is happening in our bodies in order to respond to it. You don't need to know why your heart is racing or why you feel like crying. Understanding comes after you have allowed yourself to experience what you're feeling. Healing is an organic process that happens in the body as well as the intellect. So if you're feeling out of sorts or off balance, just be with that feeling. Allow it to come up. After you have allowed yourself to experience it, take a moment and go back over the events of the last few hours or days. If you're feeling ill or having symptoms, reflecting on recent events may give you a clue about what preceded the symptoms. So this is just a passage that I wanted to share, because today I am talking about finding lasting relief from your symptoms. I'm going to share with you 5 proven and natural and effective strategies, because living with an autoimmune condition or even any other chronic illness often feels like you're stuck on a disease merry-go-round. So symptoms like pain, fatigue and inflammation constantly keep recurring. And of course, there are a whole host of other symptoms. In fact, when I work with clients in my coaching program, Healing From Within, they often have upwards of 100 symptoms, sometimes 200 symptoms. So that's what we're talking about today. Now back to today's episode. So you may be feeling like you have the worst flu ever as you deal with yet another flare-up. Or your hands might be feeling like balloons with pins and needles, stabbing them and throbbing painfully. Or your stomach is throwing anything that goes right back out with no warning, and then exhaustion. Like you are, feeling complete lack of mental and physical energy, right? So these are often symptoms that many people with autoimmune conditions and other severe other chronic illnesses often face. The real problem causing your autoimmune symptoms is a complex interplay of factors that create the perfect storm for autoimmunity to develop and persist. And at the root of this issue is an immune system that mistakenly attacks your own healthy tissues. So it's an immune system which is off kilter or off balance. Because you see, your immune system is supposed to be appropriately tolerant. It's supposed to react and respond only to threats and tolerate what is not a threat. But often in the case of autoimmune conditions, it's not able to do so, leading to chronic inflammation and a wide range of debilitating symptoms. And these symptoms, they keep fluctuating, they keep changing. So the uncertainty of living with that symptom can often, you know, make you feel anxious, worried, and fearful. So there are several key factors that contribute to this immune dysregulation, which is at the heart of autoimmune disease activation. Number one is genetic susceptibility. So certain genetic variations can increase your likelihood of developing an autoimmune disorder, making you more vulnerable than other people to environmental triggers and immune imbalances. Environmental toxins. Now, exposure to heavy metals, pesticides, chemicals in your personal care products, in your immediate environment, pollution can disrupt immune function, healthy immune function, and again promote inflammation, gradually weakening your body's defenses and setting the stage of autoimmunity. Or you may be even dealing with gut dysbiosis and leaky gut. So an imbalance in the gut microbiome can lead to increased intestinal permeability, which is also known as leaky gut. So this allows toxins and undigested food particles to enter your bloodstream. And this then in turn triggers an immune response and widespread systemic inflammation, again contributing to autoimmune symptoms. So in fact, in episode 5, which is a step-by-step guide towards addressing your gut health, and episode 15, From Surviving to Thriving, Using the Power of Functional Medicine, you can learn more about this. The number four thing that often, you know, contributes to symptoms is chronic stress, which means prolonged emotional, mental, and physical stress can weaken your immune system, making it harder for your body to regulate inflammation and maintain a balanced immune response. You see, the problem is not stress. It is, again, chronic stress, like stress which is ongoing. So this leads you more, this makes you more susceptible to autoimmune flare and symptom progression. So this is, so all of this needs to be addressed. And because all these factors work together to create a vicious cycle of immune dysfunction or dysregulation, inflammation, and symptom flare-ups, right? All of this is happening together. And understanding this complex interplay between these root causes is crucial so that you can develop a comprehensive approach, right? And today I'm going to talk about 5 natural and proven ways which are effective in finding lasting relief. Because otherwise you do some of these things, you know, you take some measures, but you don't see the relief that you're looking for. Because here's the good news. By addressing these underlying issues and implementing targeted natural strategies, you can break free from the autoimmune merry-go-round. I call it a disease merry-go-round because it is, right? You keep going and round and round in circles. You never seem to get off that ride. So it's round and round in circles from doctors, you know, doctors' appointments, different treatments, different medications, then the medication side effects, then, you know, yet more medications. And the, you know, the symptoms, which of course keep on varying and changing on a day-to-day basis, maybe even an hourly basis. So in the rest of this episode, we'll explore 5 proven natural approaches to manage and control inflammation, reduce inflammation, manage autoimmune flares, and support your body's healing process. And that's how you actually find lasting relief. Because you've likely tried every conventional treatment out there, right? From medications, very strong medications with a laundry list of side effects, to restrictive diets that often leave you feeling deprived and deflated, right? This is where we were because we had pretty much tried about 5 different medications for our daughter's severe eczema. And I've shared this in episode 1, you know, how we managed to bring that under control. But over a period of 5 years, we had tried oral steroids, we had tried 3 different immunosuppressive medications, we tried phototherapy, we had tried wet body wraps, we had chlorine bleach bath, you know, so many things we had tried to get her symptoms under control, but we couldn't find lasting relief, right? You've also probably also tried supplements, maybe even natural cures that promise the world, but, you know, little to no improvements. And of course, there's the endless cycle of doctor's appointments where you're visiting or you're meeting one specialist after another, each offering a different opinion and maybe even a new set of medications. It's exhausting, it is disheartening and leaves you feeling like you're stuck. And this feeling I can really resonate with. Like, this is exactly where we were all those years ago. And through it all, you felt like you're fighting an uphill battle with no end in sight. This is where we were. There was no end in sight. There was no, silver lining at the end of the dark gray tunnel till I took a different approach. And this is why I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. Because what I found out is what I'm sharing with you now. Like, it took me years to figure this out. I don't want you to keep on suffering for those number of years or wait even 1 second longer, because the truth is the one size fits all approach to autoimmune management, or actually any other chronic condition management, simply doesn't work. What you need are targeted, personalized strategies that address the root causes of your symptoms and support your body's unique needs. And that's actually when you start finding lasting relief. And that's exactly what we're going to dive into the rest of this episode. So make sure that you stay till the end. So if you're ready to ditch the ineffective cookie cutter solutions and embrace a targeted, holistic, natural approach to a lasting symptom relief, then keep listening. So it's time to give up the one size fits all solution, right? It's time to embrace a holistic, natural approach that really works. And here are 5 ways that you can do this. Number one, nourish your body with anti-inflammatory foods. We always start with food. Food is medicine. This is where you need to, focus on big time. And this is a number one priority for you. But it doesn't mean that you need to stick to bland, restrictive diets. I want you to move from these kind of restrictive diets, to colorful array of whole foods. Yes, it needs to be gluten-free, and yes, it may need to be dairy-free as well, but that does not mean that they cannot be tasty, that they cannot be wholesome, right? So this is where I actually, share recipes with my clients. This is where I handhold them. We discuss, we brainstorm snack ideas, meal ideas, because I don't want anybody to, keep struggling to figure out what is the next meal that they could have and, take the entire joy out of enjoying a delicious meal. Because it's all about fighting inflammation and actually reducing inflammation and supporting your immune system. So maximizing intake of leafy green vegetables, antioxidant-rich berries and, other such fruits, healthy fats like nuts, seeds, fish, and healing spices and herbs like turmeric, ginger, coriander. In fact, pretty much all the Indian spices and herbs that we use are anti-inflammatory and extremely beneficial, right? This is what you need to focus on. And in fact, I use a nourish your body diet in my coaching program rather than calling it an elimination, because I understand that it's not just about what you take out from your diet that is important. It's actually even more important what you're adding to your diet. And that's exactly what I'm talking about right now. And typically what I tell my clients to start with and what I'm asking you to do is eat the colors of the rainbow diet. That means you typically focus on all the different colors during the week. It's a brilliant way and a very, very effective way of changing your diet and making it more, anti-inflammatory and delicious at the same time. Number two is prioritize restorative sleep. I know you're busy, but without adequate sleep, you're simply fueling, the fires of chronic inflammation and keeping your immune system on its toes, and you don't want to do that. You want to ensure that your immune system comes back into balance, and that's when you start lowering chronic inflammation levels in your body, and that's when your symptoms start to go down, especially pain-related symptoms. So aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality rest each night and create a bedtime routine that helps you to unwind and relax. In fact, again, as a health coach, I'm trained and in any case, this is my interest area. I brainstorm with my clients what are the possible activities that they can do before their bedtime, whether it's a, warm bath, whether it's a, cup of herbal tea or chamomile tea, green tea for that matter. Maybe it's listening to music, it's gratitude journaling, you know, catching up with their family member, anything that is restorative, right? Your body and anything that helps you to unwind and relax, because your body needs sleep to heal and repair. So don't neglect this crucial piece of the puzzle. You know, we often focus on everything else, but not sleep, and don't make that mistake. Number three is learn to manage stress like a pro. I mean, stress is a major trigger for autoimmune flares and for pretty much every other chronic condition out there, but you have the power to keep it in check. So incorporate stress-busting activities like meditation, deep breathing, gentle yoga into your daily routine. So any activity that brings you joy and helps you relax pretty much works. So this can be, along with your bedtime routine. So it can be the same things really, but it's about prioritizing stress management. And, you know, that's when you start feeling better. And it has to be a non-negotiable part of your healing protocol, right? All of this are non-negotiable. Number four is get moving with gentle exercise. And I know that when you're dealing with autoimmune pain and fatigue, exercise is the last thing on your mind, and it really may feel impossible. But gentle, low-impact movement can actually help reduce inflammation and boost your overall well-being, including your mental and emotional health. So restorative yoga, tai chi, walking nature, walking is such an underrated exercise. I myself, you know, have actually neglected to see the benefits or really appreciate the true benefits of walking, that, you know, and it's just now that I have myself woken up to that. But it's an amazing way to release endorphins and lift your mood. So listen to your body and find what works for you. It may be swimming for all you know, right? Just maybe a few laps. So something that brings you joy and helps you to relax. Number five is tap into the power of natural supplements. It's not about taking random stuff, and supplements certainly won't cure your autoimmune condition or any other chronic condition, but they can be a valuable tool in your healing journey. So high quality research-backed options like curcumin, omega-3, vitamin D, probiotics. There's so many, you know, options out there, but just make sure that you're working with a practitioner, like a functional medicine practitioner or like myself, or maybe somebody else who's, you know, has the experience and the knowledge to help you with it. And because it has to be customized for your unique requirements. But these natural remedies can actually reduce inflammation, support gut health, and give your immune system the care that it needs, the support that it really needs. Because this is what is important for you to understand. Healing from autoimmunity is a journey. Finding lasting relief is a journey. It's not a destination. It requires patience, persistence, and a willingness to listen to your body's unique needs. So if you can implement these five natural strategies consistently, you will be able to find lasting relief from your symptoms and reclaim your energy. So the number one strategy that I had mentioned was anti-inflammatory foods. Number two was sleep. Number three was stress. Number four, gentle movement or gentle exercise. And number five, natural supplements, but targeted supplements. So make sure that you're getting the guidance that you need. And if you're wondering why these five natural strategies are so crucial for your autoimmune healing journey, let me break it down for you. Because implementing these strategies is not just about finding relief from your symptoms in the short term, right? It's about creating a foundation for lasting health and vitality. That's what you're actually aiming for. So when you nourish your body with anti-inflammatory foods, you're giving your immune system the support it needs to function at its best. You're also reducing chronic inflammation at the same time, because that fuels autoimmune flares and symptoms and contributes to a whole host of other problems, right? So you're just making simple, delicious changes to your diet, and you're setting yourself up and your body up for long-term success. Sleep is important, and it's critical, because it's during those hours of rest that your body works its magic, right? It repairs damaged tissues, it regulates hormones, and it strengthens your immune defenses. So detoxification takes place at that time. So when you skimp on sleep, when you actually do not prioritize sleep, you're running on empty, and you're leaving your body vulnerable to more symptoms in the future. So making quality sleep is a non-negotiable part of your healing protocol. Right. So it's quality sleep. It's not just getting 5 hours at any, you know, time that you possibly is convenient for you. Right. It has to be in accordance to nature. So making sure that you're in bed by between 10 and 11 and getting the 7 to 9 hours of sleep that your body actually needs. So that will depend on person to person. Managing stress is important because chronic stress can again wreak havoc on your immune system, trigger inflammation, and make your symptoms worse. So gentle practices that bring you some joy, relaxes you, unwind, helps you to unwind, helps you to create resilience and a sense of balance. And that is going to help you find lasting relief from your symptoms. And gentle movement is crucial because it helps you to keep your body flexible, strong, and resilient. And even in its most gentle forms, it does not have to be vigorous exercise or rigorous exercise when your body is not up to it. Even the most gentle of exercises can reduce inflammation, boost circulation, and promote overall well-being. So it's not about pushing yourself to the limit. It's about finding joy in movement and giving your body the physical support that it needs to heal, right? It's about the movement. It may not be so much about the exercise. There's a difference. You don't need to go to the gym for this. And finally, harnessing the power of natural supplements can be very valuable because it allows you to target specific imbalance and deficiencies that may be contributing to your autoimmune symptoms. So high-quality, research-backed supplements help you to give your body the extra support it needs in the short to medium term to function optimally without the risk of harsh side effects. So this is something that we use in functional medicine, not in place of a good diet, but in addition to it, because sometimes your body needs this additional support and it can shorten the period of seeing the health improvements. But here's the thing: knowing what to do is just the first step. The real magic happens when you can put these strategies into action day after day consistently. And that's what I help my clients to do in the coaching program, in the 1:1 coaching program that I have, which is called Healing From Within. And that's why I'm so passionate about guiding people like you on this journey, because I know that knowledge is not enough. It's the support, the accountability, and the inspiration that you need to make lasting changes. And I hope this podcast gives you some of that, right? It's not only the knowledge, but it also gives you the inspiration that you need to keep going. So if you have any questions, you can connect with me on Instagram at Anindita Rungta. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Embrace Your Healing Journey podcast. If you want to take the next step to discovering your own power to heal by figuring out what needs to be done so that you can go deep and find lasting relief from your symptoms without symptoms, sign up to download the free ebook, The Autoimmune Symptom Relief Guide. So you can head to anindita.com/symptom-relief. That's anindita.com/symptom-relief. The next episode is coming up next week and it's called Keep It Simple, Small Shifts for the Chronically Ill. Don't miss it. Your body knows how to heal. Are you ready to support it?
I'm thrilled to announce the Intensive Gut Health Reboot Program. During this immersive 2-hour VIP coaching session with a 30-minute follow-up, you will have the opportunity to uncover specific deficiencies and imbalances that are preventing you from finding lasting relief, create a customized gut healing protocol tailored to your unique needs, discover targeted dietary and lifestyle strategies to optimize your digestive health. Spots are limited, and the first 10 women to sign up get a bonus